This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
Yes, Allahu Akbar, God is greater than everything, anything we can imagine. I greet you with the greetings of peace, the Muslim greetings. Assalamu alaikum. We thank God for our presence here today, as always, and we ask Him to forgive us our shortcomings, grant us mercy always, and His guidance always. For as we read in our holy book, in Scripture, without God's guidance, we have no guidance. All that we have from ourselves counts for nothing in the end. Only God's guidance will take us to the end safely. Safely to the end. Yes, give me one moment here to kind of get situated. Yes. So we begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that is, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, or as it is translated also, the beneficent, the merciful. We are told that a parable of human creation is the parable of a plant, the creation of a plant. We know that plant life normally begins in the dark and eventually grow in size from a seed and break the crust of the earth that is on top of it and show itself to us. That is one likeness, that both the human seed grows out of our sight, away from our observation or vision, eyes that is, we can't see what is happening. But in time, the growth increases to show us that a child is growing inside the mother. And eventually, 9 months normally, it presents itself, it shows itself to us. That is one comparison. The comparisons get a little bit more difficult for us to readily grasp, for there are many, many, many comparisons. The child comes and crawls about on fours like animal, but eventually, not too long, the child makes the effort to stand up straight. We're having a little difficulty with the sound system here, but just bear with us. Be patient. It should be all worked out soon, inshallah, God willing. That's what inshallah means, God willing. Yes. So in time, and it's not long, the child makes the effort to stand and manages to stand up straight. So there's another comparison, because the plant does not stand up, present itself standing up straight to us firstly. The plant is growing roots in the ground, and the root is going down, not up. Or down, and some if it has more than one root, some roots will be going outward, some going down. To anchor or to stabilize the tree, to hold the tree so it's there and firmly balanced. But in time, the plant shows itself growing up straight. And the little child came, and the child is standing up straight now, standing on his feet, standing up straight. That's another comparison. And when they stand, they grow in a definite symmetry, a definite pattern, a definite picture. The human being grows and takes a definite picture and maintains a balance. We have the balance, The same that's on the left side seems to be on the right side. So it's balanced. Likewise for the plant. We look at a plant and its growth from the one side looks exactly like its growth from the other side. May differ slightly somewhat, but if it does, it knows how to adjust its balance. Say if a large limb grow out from a tree, then the other side will grow enough weight to balance that large tree that's a little abnormal. Normally, the tree will look the same on both sides or all around. They'll be growing the same all around, on both sides or all around. And that's how we are too in picture or in our description, physical description, symmetry. We are balanced. What's on the left side seems to be the same as on the left side, on the right side. Might slightly differ because we spend more energy with our conscious mind and thought. So if the doctor examines us, he'll find that the right side is a little slightly bigger than the left side. That's because we are concentrating so much energy and thought and on that side. And normally we are right-handed, so we are using the right side more. Some people even tend to chew on the right side more than on the left, you know. So all of these things throw the symmetry off a little bit, but not enough to be detected by the average person with the average eyes. It looks to be well balanced. Well, I guess we are human. We should have a little defect, huh? to have a true picture. Yes. So, life begins with a seed. Seed. Everything has a seed. And the seed is put away from our eyes, put out of sight, put away from observation, placed in a quiet, hopefully, in a quiet and peaceful place, wrapped up, covered away from the sunlight, or away from the light. And there it grows in peace. As a song said, I woke up and the sunlight hurt my eyes. But then I looked at you and the world was all right with me. Well, that you could be any person, even females, you know. But one thing is for certain, they must have truth. Really what we're looking, what that person looked at was the truth. That person looked at the truth. Yes. Because sometimes the light hides the truth. Our light in the house here. The house light. And our light in our own minds. Our limited light in our own minds. Sometimes hides the truth. And we have to see the truth in order to bear the light. Say, oh, now I can make it in this light. It's all right. I'll make it. So a plant, now think about a plant. A plant firstly as a noun or the name of a thing, a plant. We think of a plant, we see life. Not animal life, but plant life. Let me think of a plant. Now, as a noun also, a plant could be an establishment. Right. And the seed is put in the ground for cultivation, or to grow. And it has to be given proper care, like the child, like the human child. You have a child, the job just begins when you get the child from the mother. Just like when you get this, the seed now has shown itself above the surface of the ground. So now the work begins for the farmer or for the gardener, right? Yes, sir. He has to make sure weeds don't crowd it out. Yes. He has to make sure that it gets proper water. Right. And the same we have to do for the baby, right?
That's right.
Yeah. See? So there are many comparisons as we go on to talk about the plant being a parable, the creation of plants being a parable of human creation. There are many similarities to be observed. We're only going to observe a few. Now, if that child wasn't able to balance itself and walk like us, its life would be very, very difficult. The world is made for people who stand up on 2 feet. If you crawl around, your life will be very difficult. Very difficult. And just like the plant has to fix itself firmly in the earth to grow, to be nourished and grow to its full size, its maturity, we have to fix our child, our sons and daughters. We have to fix them firmly in reality. Yes. We have to situate them firmly in reality so they'll be able to bear their weight that Allah has created them for. The God didn't create them to stay small. The God created them to grow, to increase in size. And they need to be given the care and understanding that they need to support their weight.
Yes, sir.
And not have to struggle so hard with their weight,
right,
supporting their weight.
Right.
If it's not grown in a balance, it'll be very difficult. Now just think, the child going to grow up to weigh soon 170 or 80 pounds. Imagine if 100 of that pounds was on one side.
Yes.
How difficult it would be for that child to walk and balance that weight. But if it's balanced correctly, the gait is so easy, the walk is so easy. But we have to teach our children balance in reality.
Yes,
balance in reality. Don't fail to teach them what they need to know to be successful in a real world. A real world requires them to accept responsibility,
right,
more and more responsibility as they grow year after year and grow bigger in size.
Right.
They're going to have to accept more and more responsibility. People of the earth, of the ground, Adam was a man, God said, was made of the ground. People, our first father, people of the ground, made of the ground, like southern farmers, they know to prepare their children to live in reality. Yes. Prepare their children to provide for themselves one day. Food, clothing, shelter. To be ready to take on a wife, the males, and be ready to accept responsibility for providing living quarters to the female and the children that will be expected from her. The southern people knew naturally to prepare their children for this reality. In the modern city world that we live in now, We don't do that. We leave it to the police. Yeah. Or to the gang. Or to the criminal. To teach our children how to live in this world. Don't we? Yes. Yes. We've given up, it seems. Seems like we think we can't manage our responsibility as parents anymore. We turn them over to the world. We have to change that. I know all of you are not guilty of that. Many of you are not guilty of that. But there are too many of us guilty of turning the child over to the streets. Yes, we're talking about a noun now. So the noun, as a noun, it could be a thing, a plant, a living, biological body we call plant or plant life, but it also could be an establishment. Also, it could be an idea planted in the mind. It could be something implanted. Yes? Implanted. Put in the mind. Hid away in the mind. To produce its effect without the awareness of the person that was impregnated. Or the mind that was impregnated. Yes, Mr. Farad, the teacher of my father, Elijah Muhammad, he created many things in the form of ideas or thoughts, language, that he intended to go into the mind without your awareness, without you being aware of the purpose for which it was put in your mind, and then have it grow in your mind in the dark. Grow in the darkness of your mind and affect your life to one day change your life. Yes, planting seeds in the human mind. That's another meaning of plant. Plant is when you plant something in the mind and it grows in the mind. And some of these things grow with your awareness of them growing. But there are others that are slipped into your mind. And they grow without your awareness. And if a good shepherd or gardener plants seeds into our minds, the result in the future will be good for us. Yes. It'll be good for us. And we may reap a harvest of wonderful and great things, wonderful and great ideas that we couldn't see or perceive with our own minds or eyes. It had to manifest or had to produce itself and show itself in our growth. And in our life, for us to know, yes, we're pregnant. So implanting is like impregnating. Planting in the mind, implanting ideas, or seeds in the seeds of thought, or ideas in the mind. It's like impregnating the mind. And ideas born in the mind are somebody's babies. I once observed a person who was talking about the things that he had produced and showing them to observers. And he said, yes, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of these. These are my babies. Now, you know, animals, they have sex and produce children. They don't have to go to school 8 years and 4 years and four more years or six more, eight more years. They don't have to have all that education. It's just natural for them. It's habit for them, you know? Natural. So that ain't no big deal. That's what I'm trying to say to you, brothers. That's no big deal, having sex and having babies. The big deal is to have created thought.
Yes, sir.
And then, as a people, look at what you have done for the space that you live in. Look what you have done for the space that was once vacant, barren, not productive. And you look back on it with a few generations, you look back on that space and you see it just blossoming with wonderful creations that came out of the minds of your people.
Right.
Yes. And you can look at it and say, these are our babies.
Yes,
now that's a human achievement. That's better than an animal. That's a human achievement. An animal can't have much of that.
Yeah.
Bees build honeycombs and their nests are honeycombs. Birds build nests and they sometimes stay in the tree long time after the bird's gone. Squirrels too. But they don't leave skyscrapers. They don't leave factories. They don't leave plants that are producing many, many creations. Plants. See what the industrialists call his factory? Plant. Am I coming home?
Yes, sir.
Adam is the first industrialist.
Right.
You recall when I was a young minister about 30 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Might have been. Yeah, it was around that time. I said, man means mine.
Yes,
and we have to go from dust to industry. Dust to industry. And the scripture says that God made man from the dust of the earth. And it was dry and it hadn't rained. And he caused the rain to fall down and wet the earth and formed the man of the earth. Huh? Well, that's just what's happening right now. There's dust everywhere. And I'm trying to bring a light rain down. A rain of your good feelings. A rain of your good concerns. A rain of your good sentiments. Huh? A rain of your affection for the right thing. Trying to bring that water down and let it touch the dust. Give it something to help it hold together. Huh? Praise be to God. Yes. We have to become producers. You know, I remember when we didn't have as a group, see, we share as a group history. Same history. I'm not speaking of just us as Muslims, but first we have to realize that as descendants of parents who were brought to these shores, brought to the West America to be slaves, for slave labor, we share an experience. An experience that have left strong imprints on our very souls.
Right.
On our very souls. So in this soul life or spiritual life, we have strong ties, T-I-E-S, ties to one another.
Yes.
Strong ties to one another. Because we have experienced over the generations, over a long period of time, things that left hurt and things that left joy. Pleasure, joy. You know, that's what make us kinfolk. That's what really make us soul brothers and sisters. Yes. It's the experience that we shared that others did not share with us. So we don't have that spiritual bond with them, that depth with them, depth of soul with them that we have with one another. But the Irish have their own history of suffering and joy. And they are bonded together by their history. Now, if we forget the history or change and we don't care anymore about remembering it, what happens? We lose the strong ties. We lose the strong bonding, the strong tie, the strong spiritual bonding. We lose it. And no matter how much we jump and shout or zikr ourselves out in space as religious people, soon as we get out of the hypnosis, in fact, even under the hypnosis, we're not really loving one another. We're just, that word coming to my mind. We're just stroking ourselves. And we go right back to cussing each other out and kicking each other in the face and killing each other and robbing each other and giving each other drugs. Huh? Why? Because we have separated from the history of our shared experiences. Huh? That bonded us spiritually together and made us brothers and sisters, made us hurt when the other person was hurting. Huh? Made us want to do something about bad conditions in our neighborhood. We got to get back. We got to get it back. We can get it back. We're getting it back right now. There's a fine rain falling down. I feel it. Yeah, fine, steady rain is coming down on the dust. And the dust is holding together a little better now. Oh, yeah. We got to make it. We got to make it all the way. We can't fail those who paid the big price so we would be free today. We can't fail them. We can't fail the preachers that risk death. Knew the world didn't want them preaching what they preached. Manhood for black man. That ain't what the white supremacist, he didn't call you a man, he called you a boy. Now here's a black man saying, no, I ain't your boy. I'm a man just like you. And as Malcolm said, to one guy was questioning him, the interviewer was questioning him on television. He said, well, what do you all want? This is a good question. Calling all white folks devils and saying you got to separate from them. Their time has come to an end. Now, if I was on the other side, wasn't on the side of those who were predicting the end I was one of those who were going to end the world. My world going to end. You saying my world going to end? I want to know what you want too. Maybe we can make a deal.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.